Recorded Books presents Domestication, Battle Mage Farmer, Book 1, a fantasy-lit RPG adventure by Seth Ring, narrated by Michael Kramer. Chapter 1.
This game is the worst.
John stared morosely down the long path, wincing as his cart bounced across the ruts formed by the late spring rain. The rolling hills had given way to steep mountains that thrust up into the sky like they had something to prove, and the dry summer sun had baked the dirt road into a dusty purgatory that left grit on his tongue with every clop of his horse's shod hooves. For the millionth time since he had appeared in this godforsaken world, John checked his status and active quest. Name, John Sutton. Age, 27. Class, Mage. Spells, 1. Active quests, retire.
Seriously, whoever designed this game should be strung up by their toes.
No matter how many times he looked at the floating blue window hovering just outside of reach, John could not quite wrap his mind around the fact that he had been summoned to a parallel world like some web novel protagonist. It had been 10 brutal years, and no matter how he cut it, this world was no fun-loving adventure. The fact that he had survived long enough to activate his current quest was nothing short of a miracle, and no matter how barren the mountains ahead of him, he was positive it was better than what he was leaving behind. Retire. You have been discharged with high honors by the Royal Lepirian Army and granted a deed to a small farm in the Robane Mountains at the frontier village of Fairford. Speak to the village leader to claim your land. Spitting to try and clear the dust from his mouth, John stared ahead at the mountain path, no shorter than it had been when he looked a moment ago, and sighed, forcing down the annoyance that smoldered in his chest.
If I ever find the person who created the summoning spell, I swear I will visit such wrath upon them that their ancestors feel it.
Alas, the spell and its creator were long gone, burned to ash in the ruins of a city far from the Robane Mountains. The grumbling had long become a habit, and after sending a few more choice curses into the ether, John settled into his other habit, pulling mana from the air around him, breathing it in and circulating it through his lungs and into his heart. Like liquid fire, the pure essence of the world poured into his body, causing a burning glow to light up his half-closed eyes. Breathing out the impurities he had filtered from the ambient mana, he could sense them igniting under the heat manifested by his gaze. Paying careful attention to bend all the heat his mana-breathing cycle was generating back into his body to avoid accidentally killing his horse, John passed the next few hours in the oblivion of meditation. He would have continued, but the path finally changed as the cart arrived at the top of the mountain that he had been climbing. Taking one final breath, John held it, letting the liquid fire running through his veins sear into his bones and muscles. The process was as excruciating as always, but not a twitch crossed his face as the pain rolled through him. Once it faded, John opened his eyes and stared down across the short valley that spread out at his feet. Roughly 60 miles wide and only 15 miles long, the valley contained everything a picturesque valley should, and for the first time in 10 years John felt a sense of genuine happiness washing over him. Thick green forests covered most of the valley, with small patches of green and yellow fields concentrated around a small village at the foot of the mountain path. A river wound its way through the valley, appearing from the woods and then vanishing into a gorge further down the mountain range, reminding John of a silver belt he had once seen discarded among the crumpled covers of a bed. Taking a closer look at the village, John could hardly suppress the sigh that rose to his lips. He had fought hard for this chance, and nothing in the entire world would stop him from achieving it. Come hell or high water, he was going to retire. Pulling his cloak tighter around his shoulders, John was about to start his horse down the mountain when a gruff voice sounded from the rocks and brush along the side of the path.
"Hold, stranger!"
Pulling on the reins, John looked toward the rocks but did not see anyone. Carefully spreading his hands to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?